Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. I can attest, I got one today. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
And we highly recommend that you take that new car over to the nearest Golden Chick. If you go there before September 1st, you can get the sweet heat-inspired honey hot, okay, wait, I have to do this right, hot honey sriracha sauce. Very important we get that right. Hot honey sriracha sauce now through September 1st, coated atop Golden Chick favorites like crispy hand-breaded wings and the very popular Golden Tenders for a fiery flavor experience. So Golden Chick did something very cool for this. They went straight to the source. They asked their loyal brand followers on social media to vote on what sauce they wanted to see. They went to the people. This is the first time they've done something like that. And the followers overwhelmingly selected this new hot honey sriracha as the one that they wanted to see. And Golden Chick answered. The Swahit sauce was crowned the winner. It combines the bold flavors of garlic and red chili peppers with sweet honey, which of course helps balance that spice. Alongside that new sauce flavor, Golden Chick will also debut a first of its kind combo meal. That's the Swahit combo, with 3 delicious wings and 2 100% tenderloin tenders covered in that hot honey sriracha sauce and served with a fresh baked yeast roll, savory southern style side, and 30-ounce beverage. Get all of that and so much more at your nearest Golden Chick. And show us when you do on social media. We love our family meals over at Golden Chick, and the Mom Game loves when you support our sponsors.
Golden Chick, and welcome to episode 226 of The Mom Game. Welcome in to the Coppola Studios. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are together again.
Yay!
2 weeks in a row.
It is.
You're wearing a bow.
You like my bow? I wore a bow in honor of Claire Smith.
It's very Claire Smith inspired. She influenced us in ways that she doesn't even know.
She did.
She influenced you with the bow. She motivated me to make a reel, which I've only done one since.
Oh, she did?
Well, I mean, I just was like, I felt, you know, I'm trying to get a little hipper.
Yeah.
And after that whole Pookie thing, I'm like, I need to up my game. I need to be more.
Yeah, you didn't know about Pookie.
I didn't know about Pookie.
I didn't really either.
But yeah, so I thought Claire was a good little motivator for us,
yeah,
old ladies.
She's cute. We've had some fun guests.
She's
on.
Adorable.
I feel like we could backtrack just a little bit because, yeah, Claire Smith, who is a superstar influencer person, yeah, on social media, also married to Rangers infielder Josh Smith, and then Randy Mahomes, we had a couple of weeks ago.
That thing blew up.
And we've seen that blow up. It was like on quotes from our interview on Fox News, on Yahoo.
Yeah.
Do I say that weird? You say Yahoo or Yahoo?
Yahoo. Yahoo? Yeah. What do you say?
I think I say Yahoo.
Yahoo?
It's, sure, Yahoo.
It's Yahoo. Yeah. But what do you say if you're exclaiming it? Like if you're going down a slide?
Yahoo.
Yeah. That's the whole, remember their logo? Yeah.
So you say Yahoo on a slide?
Yeah. You've got to sing out the end though.
Joel, I go, I just say woohoo.
You say woohoo?
I don't do a Yahoo. Yahoo's strictly for websites.
Okay. Yeah, because it's Yahoo on the website, but yeah. I never am like, Yahoo, if I'm doing something. I'm like, yeah. Yahoo!
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I never use Yahoo as an exclamation.
Well, maybe you need to exclaim a
I know,
more.
But woohoo's my thing.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
It's like when we went down the water slide at woo-hoo. Epic Waters.
Yeah, exactly. Like I just texted my friend Sarah Melton. She was telling me something, and I texted her back, woohoo.
Oh, okay.
That's woohoo. My thing. Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah. Okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Very important.
Randy Mahomes, that, I mean, I guess you do anything related to Patrick Mahomes and it's going to blow up. But yeah, it was on a lot of different things. The only thing that I was a little upset about is that, not upset about, but I felt like, you know, a lot of people, just like we talked about, like, oh, well, people are not going to feel sorry for you, blah, 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 which she wasn't looking for sympathy. She was just telling us what their story is, which is all we wanted from her, was to be honest and open with us. And she was. And, you know, people are like, I mean, he's made millions of dollars and you put yourself on social media. So, okay, so if you have a world famous Super Bowl winning quarterback, then you should just be a hermit and, you know, not live your life the way you want. I don't know.
Ashley and I were just talking about that before the show started because I had the same feelings. Like, I'm like, she still has feelings and she's allowed to talk about them.
I know. And it's like, you know, whatever. Everybody just is so fun.
People are
attack.
So mean.
Yeah, I know. They're just, it is what it is.
Well, of course, like the headlines they drew out of it were of like, course. She's complaining about being famous. It's
That's
like,
not what
really.
She was. She's just talking about there is a set of circumstances that come with it.
Yeah.
You know? And some are great, some are not so great. Period.
And when she was talking about it, I was like, damn, you're right. Like,
I know. I know. Tough. I can't imagine being famous, like super famous. Like, it sounds awful.
I know.
It sounds miserable.
We should really tap the brakes on this show then. It's gonna start
because we're gonna be so famous
very soon.
I mean,
we're already on Fox News. And
I know, paparazzi is gonna be everywhere. Okay, so what some crazy things, speaking of famous people, so they're shooting a television show on my street today.
Oh,
so it's called The Lioness. Apparently, it's a really good show.
Already out and they're shooting another season or something?
It's a TV series on Paramount.
Oh.
And I think maybe this is season two. I don't know that they're shooting, but apparently season one is great. I'm going to watch it because I need a new show. So it's called Lioness. I think it might be Taylor Sheridan, which is why it's so Fort Worth centric.
Uh-huh.
So they're using the home of our two houses down neighbor. And so in order to do that, our street, there's like, you've been in it. It goes into a dead end. It's a cul-de-sac or whatever, but we're on the corner. So they're blocking off the entire street. So I think there's 13 houses that are affected. And so they had to get, you know, clearance from the city of Fort Worth because they closed the street and the in and out is crazy, whatever. So I get up this morning to work out and it's like 5:30. So it's still dark. And I just work. What I do is I get on my Peloton and then I turn the light off because I don't want to work out in the light because I have those big windows in my exercise room, whatever. And so I think I'm fine because usually no one's ever up at that hour, so I don't have to worry about it, whatever. But starting at like 5 this morning, they started, hauling and catering trucks and the Stars trailers and makeup trucks and equipment.
This is legit.
And it's insane. I'll have to take pictures when I get home. I was in a hurry this morning. But it's insane. So right outside of our house, like if I look out my front window, there's two Star trailers.
Oh,
I don't know who they are. But like Nicole Kidman's in this show. I think Morgan Freeman's in this show. Ash, help us out. Lioness. I think
Morgan Nicole
Freeman,
Kidman has a Nicole trailer in front of your house right now?
I don't know. But so there are two trailers and they have two rooms in each one of them. So there's just four Stars set up in front of our house.
Oh my gosh.
So it's Nicole Kidman, right?
Yeah. So it's called Lioness.
Yeah. How many seasons?
It's called Special Ops Lioness. So
Ooh.
It's actually kind of a like a thriller. So it is.
How many seasons? I think
this is the second season.
Yep.
So it's Zoe Saldana.
She's really pretty, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, she's.
And you know who else is
very beautiful? Mixed
that
woman.
Nick, the Sheridan girl, the
Nicolette?
Girl. No, the girl married to Taylor Sheridan that I told you I couldn't stop staring at her at a luncheon. She's so beautiful.
Oh.
I think I told you about this.
Yeah. I remember the girl you couldn't stop staring at.
I can't stop thinking about her. Like she's so pretty.
Ooh, like she's got a girl crush.
She's so up. I mean,
I love
it. That girl.
She is.
Yeah.
So then,
you'd make an exception.
I mean.
Liza de Oliveira, Dave Annabelle.
Did I make up Nicole Kidman?
No. She's in there. So Jill Wagner, LaMonica Garrett, James Jordan, Austin Herbert. These don't really seem like big ones. Nicole Kidman, and Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
And then Thad Luckinbill.
What if Morgan Freeman or Nicole Kidman doesn't want to use like the porta potty and they're like, would you mind if I borrowed your restroom?
What would you do?
You know what you should do?
Come in.
You should open your home to them. Be like, oh my gosh, okay, so nobody's here but me and my husband. house open.
They would use it.
Come chill out.
Yeah, we'll see. They
have a magazine-worthy house.
It's really crazy, like the whole process. And I've done, you know, I did, you know, my stint on Friday Night Lights and the hit TV revamp series, Dallas. Which
you're a famous actress,
but
too.
But I have done these television shows before, so I know kind of the drill, a little bit how it works. Like, they're probably shooting a five-minute scene today,
right?
And it's taking all day. Yeah. So, but they came to us, and they're like, just want to let you know, this is, we've gotten this permit from the city of Fort Worth and everything, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay, that's fine. And so then we get paid each day. So I can only imagine what the people who they're actually shooting at their house are getting paid. It's way more than we are. But like, even they call it an inconvenience fee. So every day that they shoot at this location, we get $500.
Oh, sweet. But I'm like, just for existing?
Just for having a house on that street. So anyway, I'll report back. I'll do some social media from there and see what I can find.
Who are you allowed to?
They didn't say anything about it. I mean, we have all kinds of waivers and forms, and actually, I didn't read them. So.
Dave Annabelle is
fun to look at.
Oh my God, he's
okay. Okay, slumber party at Emily.
So anyway, Lioness, I'm gonna start now. I'm gonna watch it.
Nicole Kidman Mitchell, come on the Mom Game.
Okay, so they shot Yellowstone
from her trailer
out by me.
Yeah.
So they shot part of it on like the grass farm that I live on, and then they shot another part of it down the street in like Granbury. And it was so interesting to see how it all worked, but it was such a pain in the ass.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
Such a pain.
That's like when I did Friday Night Lights. It was like way outside of Austin. And they had this whole thing set up. It was crazy. So anyway, Lioness is filming on my street. So yeah, kind of fun.
I wonder if you're going to spot anybody.
I don't know.
I'll report back. No.
I'll report back. Okay.
You need to post whoever has their trailer outside your house.
Yeah, I need to figure that out for sure. I mean, they're technically kind of on my property, but not.
Of course.
Okay, 4th of July came and went.
Yeah.
We were both at the lake.
Look at us.
I got the lake invite.
You did. How was it? It was everything you hoped for.
It was so awesome. And I was like, I earned the name co-captain while on the trip.
Of the trip or the boat or the life?
Just the whole weekend. Everything. I was just co-captain.
Okay.
Steve was in charge. He was the captain.
That's
but I was right there for everything. I was just anything that needed to be taken care of or done. I was co-captain.
Okay. So you were okay with the co?
Yes.
Because it wasn't like an assistant. It was like a co.
It was co.
It was shared leader. Shared.
He's the captain. I'm the co-captain.
Right.
I gave the name to myself. So anyway, but it seemed to stick. And we now have a group chat.
Just say like I was nominated or something. I think you lied.
I wasn't. I took it upon myself. Very aggressive. And so we have a group chat and there's six of us on there. And I named it last night Captain, Co-Cap, and the Deckhands.
So that was Mike and
the rest of them are just deckhands. Captain, co-cap, and then the deckhands.
Okay, well, I feel like in every like group, especially with couples and a trip, or you're all staying in the same house because we were in the same situation, like you kind of have those roles. So why not just
embrace it.
Definitive?
So I did tell Jessica, my friend who invited us, I did tell her, I said, Julie was, she's really worried. I'm gonna be a little too much. She was like, did you tell her I already know you're a little too much? And I was like, yeah, I told her I was safe. I'm in a safe space.
Oh, good. So they let you stay. The co-captain can bring a lot to the table.
Yeah.
Like somebody like you can really bring a lot to
the table. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I can't bring a boat or a lake house, but I can bring co-captain.
Planning, meal planning.
She did all the meal planning, but like the execution of meals, like making of sandwiches, like you give me some tasks, I will.
Because it's a lot. Like
it's a lot.
My Jessie, now everybody knows Jessie.
Yeah.
I love that. I can just say that. And she's a former guest of the Mom Game. So we were at her lake house and she is like the captain times a million.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to I was her deckhand, like trying to just be a good deckhand, you know? And then her husband, I mean, man. She's so great. She's just like, go do this.
Yeah.
Go do that. You know.
She's got it.
I'm like, and he's fine with it. Like, he's cool with it.
Whatever
like,
you say.
Yeah.
Love it.
That wouldn't go very well in my marriage.
Yeah.
But, she's just like on top of it. And it is. It's a lot of work with like kids and boats and lakes. And you got to, just to go out on the boat, it's like you got to pack your sandwiches, you got to pack your lunch, and then you got to make sure the boat's working, you got to make sure it has gas, like, you got to make sure you can get it out of the slip, and then there's not too many waves, and then are there too many waves to pull the kids on the thing, because that could be really dangerous, and then what if the kids fall off, and then blah. So it's just kind of like a lot, but it was so, I mean, it's so worth it. It's so fun.
And I feel like the 4th is like the best time to be on the lake.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
And then we like shot off fireworks from the, like, the top of their deck or whatever, dock. They have a second story thing.
Yeah.
So that was super fun. And then at night, the kids would be inside playing, and we were out on the dock, and we played this game where we had the speaker out there, and it was like we just took turns, like, picking a song. And so we would just pass the phone around, and it was so fun because it was like, I mean, I would play like Eazy-E, and then somebody's playing like James Taylor. Like,
yeah.
But it was so fun.
Like, in the kids' pick songs too.
No, we didn't include the kids on that.
That was just an adult.
They were inside. I don't think the kids are ready for Eazy-E.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. And it really did make me want to. But you just, like you said, you realize all the work.
Yeah.
But having a lake house would be so much fun.
It'd be good. I feel like the perfect scenario is to pop in and like rent.
I know, but so I did that. Remember during COVID when I was losing my mind and I kept renting lake houses?
Yeah.
Because I really thought I was going to lose my mind. And that's great too. Like, you know, but like most lake houses aren't going to let you drive their boat, you know? So,
and something about just having your
stuff
and being and, like, just knowing that you have a little bit of an escape.
Yeah.
Like Jesse and her family are staying there all of July.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely pluses and minuses both ways, right?
Yeah.
There's definitely benefits of having your own lake house, and there's definitely both.
I live on the lake and it's amazing, but we don't get in the lake ever.
Yeah, but I think if it was your second place, like if you're going there with
it's
the purpose
of a luxury.
I think it depends on what lake you're on.
True.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
What lake were you on?
Cedar Creek.
Cedar Creek. Yeah. That's kind of like one of the nice, like, close by ones, right?
Yes. It's like an hour and a half.
The Dallas Lake,
Fort Worth.
Well. Yeah. Ours, we were like LBJ, like down.
Okay. Any other things we need to catch on before? We need to get a little bit sportsy.
Yeah. No, besides that, fireworks do scare me a lot.
They do scare me too.
And it's like, I don't know, like everybody's drunk and it's like late.
The Roman candles thing.
Kids are around and it's like 10:30 and they're tired. And I'm like, I even had a point like me, Miss Laid Back person was like, okay, I don't even want to do this anymore.
Right. Enough.
Like,
yeah.
All the dads. Just not enough. Dads doing fireworks. I just don't trust it.
I know. I know. I agree.
But we all survived.
Hopefully everyone survived. Okay, we're going to get a little sportsy. We got a couple things we want to hit on for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that is brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care. I want to ask you, are you tired of wearing glasses? I was, so I got custom lens replacement from Tylock Eye Care. And it's one of many life-changing options from these trusted ophthalmology experts at Tylock George. You can see your world clearly from both long distance and up close. No more readers. Custom lens replacement from Tylock George is life-changing, and Tylock George offers 24 months of interest-free financing with approved credit. You got questions about your options, including custom lens replacement or LASIK, like Julie got from Tylock George, schedule your free consultation at tylock.com. That's tylock.com. And we actually have an exclusive code, tylock.com/TMG. So use that web address if you do it online, or mention the Mom Game if you call for a special discount. And so we are reintroducing Tylock. Obviously, we told you a few weeks ago about the tragic passing of Dr. George, who did your LASIK and also did my first eye. Dr. Taj Nasser will be doing my second eye. He is also a very trusted ophthalmologist, eye surgeon, and he's going to take care of my second eye. So it's been a little bit of a rough time for Tylock George, but they are back on their feet. They're back in business, got everything squared away, and are thrilled to have Dr. Nasser to take care of these patients during this crazy transition time.
I was there yesterday for my checkup.
Oh, yeah.
And cool. I am 20/20 all the way around.
Look at you.
Still.
So awesome.
I know.
That's amazing.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm
so
excited for eye number two. I'm excited for eye number two because, you know, your eyes work together. So it's like I can't get the full effect of this first lens replacement because I haven't had the second one. So anyway.
So you'll be losing the readers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't use them much right now. Nice. I use them way less than I did before the first one.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm staring at, like yesterday I was in the front of my computer for hours on end. And so I felt like I popped him in just for a little bit because I felt like I was like, oh, my, you know, too much for my ass.
But yeah, that's what we want everyone to know. It's not just LASIK. Like,
no,
they can,
yes,
they can help you
take care of old people with vision problems.
Old people eyes too.
So thank you to Tylock. Excited to get back going with them. Couple of quick hits, sports courts. Rangers, we are taping on Tuesday. They've won 4 straight. I mean, might be turning around a little bit before the All-Star break.
Yeah. They're
teetering on that are we buyers, are we sellers thing. So I think there is definitely a concerted push and a sense of urgency in the clubhouse. Like, hey, guys, we want to stay together. Let's give this thing a run. And not that there wasn't before, but things are starting to click more offensively. So it's nice to see them kind of get a little something going as we head into the All-Star break, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. And then I wanted to ask you what you thought about the Stars TV deal.
Yeah. It's funny because I had heard like little rumblings like that something like this might be coming, but didn't know what. And I think for fans, it sounds like a great situation.
And the
Stars
are kind of trendsetters in this regard.
Yeah, it's like Victory Plus or whatever they're calling it. Not Plus, but it's like Victory.
I think it is Victory Plus. Victory Live.
And it sounds like it'll just be a streaming service that's free for all fans, and you'll be able to stream it on your smart TV or your tablet or your phone and watch all of the Stars games that way. And I think they said something about like Dude Perfect hopping on to this streaming service.
Dude Perfect owns it.
Dude Perfect owns it, the parent one company or whatever.
Yeah.
Like parent one company is the big company that I guess is where all the money's coming from for this. And so that's pretty cool. And yeah, I know they have plans to like try and bring on other teams because there's probably a lot of teams that are in flux like they were, you know, with their television contracts and everything else.
How about the guys from Dude Perfect? I mean, they were trick shot dudes from A&M and now they're just fucking raking it.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Kelly's building a pickleball court for them
in their
warehouse.
Oh,
their
nice.
New warehouse up
That's
in Frisco.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I know.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Stars TV deal. I'm excited to see how kind of everything pans out, both with the Mavericks and the Rangers, to see. Because it is a little bit of a different scenario because the ad revenue or the TV money guaranteed to the Stars is significantly less than the TV revenue or the TV contract money guaranteed to the Mavericks and the Rangers. So, I think it's $20 million a year or whatever. So that's what the Stars have to make up. Whereas I think the Mavericks have to make up a bigger chunk. So how are we going to do that? Well, same with the Rangers.
Like, you know, I'm sure the Rangers, have plans, but like, you know, Mark Cuban's all over, whether it's this or something like this, but he probably wants to have his own, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so it will be really interesting.
It's exciting to think about. I just am excited for it to get figured out.
Yeah.
Like there's been so much in flux. It's been frustrating for fans.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I was wondering.
I get questions about it all the time, and it whips me.
I bet, because y'all are currently, just through this season?
Yes.
And then beyond that, it's not like it's for sure parting ways, but it's like it'll be figured out.
It's reevaluate after
reevaluate, because, the
Which
Stars,
those conversations are still taking place,
right.
But yeah.
Because the Stars, like, had the announcement that they were parting ways, and, like, 2 days later this came. So it was like they were waiting to have this probably
ready.
All planned out.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see if they still do pre-post-game shows. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, I was talking with Kelly, I was like, I guess when you have a streaming platform, you don't have 24 hours of content that you have to fill.
Right.
But you probably want other content because you're trying to sell to make up for that amount of money, like
Correct.
You just said.
Ad spaces and all that kind
of
stuff.
So it'll be interesting to see how that all comes together.
Yeah.
And don't the Rangers technically have a deal with MLB Network or like the MLB entity already? Mm-hmm. No. So, because.
Some teams do.
Yeah.
I don't know where it falls in, but it's. They might have some sort of, but like, I don't know. It's hard. They don't, I think they have it for the streaming rights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Because the
Super
NHL, the NHL and the NHL network and the MLB network are owned by the same people.
Yeah.
So when they were talking about taking all the streaming rights for the MLB, they were also talking about doing that for the NHL. So I'm just kind of curious. On that
I can't
part.
Remember what the deal is with the Rangers. I feel like they're within that RS. I don't know. I feel like every team is different.
Yeah.
Like as far as their streaming rights, I don't know how that came to pass. I don't know.
Because
it's
when
the
Padres and the Diamondbacks sued for their rights back, MLB came in and took over those. So just
took over the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it could be the same. I don't know. It's no one wants to hear about it. No one wants to talk about it. Everyone's just like, just tell me where I can fucking watch my games. Like, yeah. Period. End of story. And yeah. So I think that we're all like tired head fatigued. And it'll eventually by it. Probably all and the fans are that way too.
One way or another, it'll all get to streaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
On some various platform.
The times, they are a-changing.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, let's get a little newsy. Talk about the All-Star Game brought to us by Heartland Bread Company.
Yes, Heartland Bread Company, my new favorite bread company. It was founded by a former cancer researcher who could not find bread on store shelves that didn't contain harmful ingredients and chemicals, which is kind of crazy if you think about it. The stuff we're putting in our body and feeding to our children all has bad stuff in it. And so they wanted to actually do something about it. And that's how Heartland Bread was formed. It was formed as the only store shelf bread in Texas that is made with no chemicals, preservatives, oils, and it's never frozen. The bread is delivered fresh to store shelves from oven to shelf. Can also be delivered to your front porch. It's 100% natural and delicious. They are a true Texan company with a real bakery in Dallas. The bread is baked fresh daily, except for Sundays. You can also buy them in a grocery store near you. They've grown to over 180 stores in the DFW area and Austin. Those stores are Whole Foods, Sprouts, Kroger, Albertsons, Tom Thumb, and Natural Grocers. And like I said, they can be ordered online with delivery straight to your doorstep. They deliver to all 50 states. It is owned by a current NBA president, a former NBA player, a current NBA coach, and a local real estate partner. So I love it. Some like-minded individuals that wanted to do something about a problem that they saw about some of the food that we are often putting in our body. And that is how they got Heartland Bread. And I can just tell you, I've tried multiple varieties of this bread, and it is so good.
I can't wait till the jalapeno cheddar. I know. I got a test run of it, and I'm like,
I hope they send you like the first batch. You're so excited.
I'm so excited
for the jalapeno cheddar. But my kids love it too. They're just like, they ask for this Heartland Bread now all the time. The grandma's white, I think, is the one that they love. And we do have a discount code. It is baseball in all caps. It will get you any of their delicious loaves for just $4. And the premium flavors are just $1 more than that. But $4 for these delicious loaves of bread, there is no limit on using that code as well. So yep. Why don't you stock up and show us when you do?
Absolutely.
Ah!
Oh, dear.
We love you, Victoria.
Sorry, Victoria. Tyco. Sorry. Done lost our mic flag. Okay, All-Star Game stuff, super excited. It's coming up. I have three events that I'm working, all of which I'm really excited about. So Saturday, I'm doing an event with Yvonne Gallardo, former Ranger, also local product, Fort Worth guy, and Kane Brown.
Oh, like the singer?
Yes.
The one that looks like Dak Prescott?
Yes.
But he's not Dak Prescott?
Yes.
And he has Dak Prescott light?
Yes. And he has that cute little wife, and they sing that song, "Thank God I Get to Wake Up By Your Side." She's super cute.
Okay.
They're so cute.
And he performed at the Super Bowl.
Did he?
Yeah. Like a couple years ago, I think.
Okay.
Huh?
He did?
Yeah.
I don't know if he
or
did.
Something here at maybe AT&T like pre-game. Stadium. Yeah, he did something.
I thought he did. He might have done the halftime show for Thanksgiving.
That's what it was.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
It was something at AT&T Stadium because we talked about him on the radio.
Yeah. So I'm doing a deal. They're dedicating something at the Boys and Girls Club, and Kane Brown provided the funding for it. And so anyway, so I'll be there on Saturday.
So what are you doing with Kane Brown?
I'm seeing like the ribbon cutting on this this new part of this Boys and Girls Club in Fort Worth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then Monday I'm moderating Legends of Softball panel with Jenny Finch and a couple of others. So that'll be super fun. And then Tuesday I'm doing the red carpet for the people who are like actually at the red carpet. So it won't be like on MLB Network or MLB.com. It will be for the people. I'll be broadcasting and interviewing the all-stars as they make their way in on the red carpet with their
And
families.
So that'll be shown where?
Just in wherever I don't really know where it's Texas
okay.
Live.
Okay, so like once they go
so once
down
they,
the red carpet, they'll go into some room and hang out, and they'll be able to see your interviews?
No, as they're walking down the red carpet, I will stop and interview them. It will be playing on the speakers.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And shown on screens.
For all the fans.
For all the fans that are in attendance.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm super excited.
So do you know who you're interviewing yet?
I have no idea. No, I think it'll be literally one of those just fly by the seat of your pants thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, somebody will bring them over to me, hopefully. And then I'll ask questions about, you know, who
what
you
are
brought,
you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Uh-huh.
What's your Insta for this outfit?
Right.
So anyway, I'm super excited about
Did
that.
Did you see, like, I wonder if, this is dumb, the NBA draft, like, the rookies and stuff now, when they were drafted, they all wanted to do, like, a TikTok dance.
Oh, yeah?
Get anyone to do, like...
Okay, I need to get hip.
But that you would, that'd be for social media, I guess.
But I could still ask, like...
Like, if you, yeah...
Should ask
something to chew on.
You'll have to go with a really young one at that point.
Yeah, like one of the
you're not going to be able to.
Ones.
I don't know. Some of them have fun though.
Yeah, it could be kind of
even
fun.
The old guys like to have
or
fun.
Just like something with their social media.
Yeah,
you know.
But yeah, it'll be super fun.
Yeah, if you could. Oh, here's one. This is fun. I like these.
Okay, let's go.
If you could use one word to describe your aesthetic.
Okay.
That's what the kids say these days, is aesthetic.
What's your aesthetic?
Yeah.
Or on a scale of 1 to 10, how much Riz do you have?
Yes. I don't even know Riz.
Riz?
Yeah.
Riz is like swag.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Yeah. That's Riz is a big player.
Yeah. Use like
house.
All the dumb words
Riz.
You can. Yeah.
See, like how awkward I can sound as a 46-year-old woman talking about Riz and aesthetic. Hattie says aesthetic all the
she
time.
She does.
It makes me fucking nuts.
What is? How does she use it?
She, like, oh, I love the aesthetic.
Yes,
see, car. The, or, and I'm like,
well, Taylor uses it. So I think a lot of girls.
Of course, yeah. Always.
Yeah.
So anyway, super excited.
It'll be so fun.
Yeah, it'll be super
Very
fun.
Very cool.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what's on your feed. And we've been holding on to this one for a little while because you saw this movie. And I have been seeing so many, like, especially Facebook posts about it.
Yeah.
Inside Out 2. And I haven't seen it. Mike and Hattie went and saw it. And she thought it was good. And she didn't have any questions. Or Mike didn't. And usually Mike's really pretty, like, you know, in tune with stuff like that. He
right.
didn't say anything. So I don't know if it just
He didn't
all,
say anything?
No, that it just kind of, he didn't really say anything about it. He may have fallen asleep.
Oh, here, okay. So I screenshotted this one quote.
Okay.
So you haven't seen it?
I have not seen either one.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
We're not big movie watchers in our house.
So just Hattie has seen it, but not Henry?
Yes, Hattie's seen it. I don't think Henry's seen it.
You could take Henry.
Yeah.
To see it. It was interesting. So it's a huge topic because the emotion that really took over in this movie Inside Out 2 was anxiety, which is like something that is just like that's just such a new-ish like thing that people,
especially with kids,
are struggling with. And yeah, it's trickled all the way down to kids.
Yeah.
And it's like normal and rampant. I don't know if it's rampant, but it's normal. And it's becoming, you know, super common. So in my son, I think, has anxiety. So I was really interested to see what it was going to be like to bring him to this movie, you know. And it was just, I took him and Anna, and it was just really interesting watching him watch it.
Yeah.
He was almost having like a body reaction to the high anxiety scenes.
You really?
Like I was noticing like his leg, like moving, like shaking.
Yeah.
And so like the main character, Riley, she has, I think it's been out long enough, and I'm not really spoiling anything.
No, but you're fine.
She has like a anxiety attack during the hockey game because she's a hockey player. That's her whole thing. And
okay.
She cared so much about this hockey game because she had the chance to make the team for high school.
Yeah.
And that's how she was going to have friends in high school if she made this team as a freshman.
Okay.
So it like all hit her when she was in the penalty box and she had like a major anxiety attack. And so you could see the inside of her brain and anxiety, the new character, this orange guy who's like, ah! He's like crazy looking.
Yeah.
He's like spinning, running.
Tell me about it. He lives in my head too.
Are you starting to shake? Just like Ryder was, like just hearing about
that. He lives in my head too, that anxiety man.
Yeah, I know he does. He lives in a lot of people's heads.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, so she has this whole like anxiety attack while in the penalty box, and it's super intense. Like the whole movie theater was like kind of sitting back and like dead silent because it's really intense. Because I think a lot of people do have anxiety,
yeah.
And they're feeling this hard, and it's a kids' movie, so it was just interesting for me to not only see Ryder's reaction, which was like a very like visible, like he was kind of like, oh my gosh, and then after we left, he was like, I feel that way when I play sports, Mom. Like he related it.
Yeah,
and his major league comes out during sports, but also life, but mostly sports, and so the fact that was a sports scene,
yep,
he really could relate to it. But it also just made me think, like, is this good? Is it too much?
Right.
We were growing up,
yeah. Oh no! But
think
adults,
about the things in our brains.
Adults didn't talk about anxiety then,
right?
And so it's like, I saw someone post, you know, I don't read books, but I did see someone, one of my friends was reading, I think it's called like The Anxious Generation.
Yep.
Which I probably should read. And then like, you know, John Delaney, who we had on our show, who's so great, wrote that book, The Non-Anxious Life. Like, it's just, I think it, a lot of it is stimulated by the fact that we have so much technology, social media, all of that, the evolution of all that has made, do I think people had anxiety 30 years ago? Absolutely. But do I think it's more prevalent now? 100%. I also think we're okay talking about it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it has to do with just the advent of social media, technology, all that kind of stuff. And I think this is just the way of the world. So I get where some people are like, this is not appropriate for children. Why are we doing this? Blah, 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 blah. But I also too, like for Henry, who also has anxiety and he stopped seeing, I mean, he'll see his therapist if, you know, he'll tell me. He'll be like, you know what, can I go see Dr. Jones? And I'd be like, absolutely, honey. But I wondered when he first started seeing her, this was several years ago, if he was going to be ashamed for me to like get him, pick him up from school, and if he was going to be embarrassed because he was going to a therapist or whatever. And he's like totally fine with it. Like, yeah. He doesn't care. And so to me, I'm grateful for that, that he doesn't see it as this stigma. I mean, I talk about my anxiety all of the time because it's part of who I am.
Yeah.
And so
that's true. And I feel like being in movies like this helps kids feel
to
like
to relate to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get it. And it's not like you want to plant those things in their head if they don't have anxiety. So there, right. It's
like, and I was like, what is this?
Right. Like,
well, she's just over there like smiling, like, what the heck is all that?
And I think you're regardless of, I mean, because Henry was seeing this therapist long before he was exposed to technology or social media, or if, I mean, granted, he watched TV, yes. Well, I guess he watched stuff on an iPad too, but like, he's not on social media. I mean, he has an Instagram account and posts like Bible verses and stuff, but he's not active or anything like that. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's definitely more prevalent for me. I wouldn't like be like, this is bad and wrong and all that. But also I haven't seen it, but it has been a huge topic of discussion.
It has. Yeah. And I was just a little worried about, like, I didn't want it to overwhelm him.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to like start crying and he didn't. And I don't think he was overwhelmed. I thought he processed it really well.
Yeah.
And I need to remember to like keep kind of asking him about it, because they probably won't just offer up how they're processing it unless you ask.
Yeah.
You know?
But probably that really is valuable information for you as a parent, for him to turn to you and say, Mom, that's how I feel playing sports.
Yes.
Like, that's valuable information for you. That is a good, because now you know. And then now you can arm yourself with the tools, you know, to help him cope and get through it and all that kind of stuff.
For sure. And like we talked about with Ben, the Michael Young thing y'all said, like, that really resonated with me. And I think a lot of people, and I can see where with a kid like that, it's like they don't need their parents down their neck, like on the way to the game and right when the game ends. If you're feeling that way on your own, and you have a little anxiety, Martian racing around your head.
And the thing is our husband's age demographic, they were raised where it was, you're
right,
getting yelled at and you put some dirt on it and all that stuff. And it's, you know, there has to be a balance in there somewhere, where I don't want to raise, for lack of a better word, a soft kid that's not able to handle adversity, all that kind of stuff. Also, too, though, I don't feel like browbeating them does any fucking good at all.
No.
So you have to find that balance. And it varies from child to child, right? Like, you know, Henry may be able to withstand or, you know, handle something better than Hattie, or vice versa. And their personalities change. Like, Hattie used to not give a shit. Like, she just was whatever. Also, it helped that she was pretty naturally athletic and succeeded a lot when she put in not a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
And now it's starting to catch up with her, to where other girls, you know, that she's playing against are working harder, or maybe putting in more time, or maybe have more athletic ability. And then she's kind of looking around like, wait a minute, why am I batting six? And I'm like, well, because you can't hit the softball, baby. Like, you need to practice. Like, period, end of story. If you want to be higher in the lineup, work your ass off. Get out there.
Yep.
You know, so it's just, again, the joys of being a parent.
Yeah.
Trying to navigate all the shit. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And this is the quote that I had, because I wanted to run it by you, because this is like, this is the little character Joy on Inside Out, but like, these things they talk about in these quotes are like so relevant for adults.
Yeah.
Says, I don't know how to stop anxiety. This is Joy talking. So,
okay.
This is Joy.
The main character, the hockey player.
No, this is Joy. So she's literal Joy feeling in Riley's head.
Okay, Riley.
So she's always happy. This is Joy.
Joy, okay.
And she says, I don't know how to stop anxiety. Maybe that's what happens when you grow up. You feel less joy.
Oh, man.
Because they like shove Joy into a can and like put a lid on it when Riley starts puberty. So they're like, all of you old emotions that helped her get here, y'all go into this can and we're going to just lock you up for a while because we're here now. And it's like anxiety, jealousy. It's like embarrassment, like all the teenage things. So those are the emotions that take over for Inside Out 2.
Okay. So, well, does Joy get to come out of the jar?
Joy comes out.
Okay.
Joy comes out of the jar.
Okay. Thank goodness. All right. Well. Yes. Yeah, that it's an interesting discussion.
It's a great
ending. Good. I'm just glad they let Joy out of the jar.
There's more that I didn't reveal.
Yeah.
They let Joy out of the jar. I was like,
thank God. Thank God. I'm worried about Joy.
Right? I know. We all need Joy.
Lord, we need more Joy. Okay, we have Karen's Corner, but let's save it for next week.
Okay.
Because next week, just pull the curtain back. We're taping episode 227 right after this. And so we want to discuss some evergreen things, mm-hmm. and Karen's Corner is...
Yes, it's pretty evergreen.
And I can't wait. These are all yours.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're the Karen. So I can't wait.
I'm the Karen this week.
I cannot wait to hear you just rail on all these things. So, okay, we will be back next week, 227. We've got a couple special guests next week. We've got a really two kick-ass moms.
Yes.
One is our... microphone sponsor and a sorority sister of mine, Victoria Elliott. And then the other is a woman we've been trying to get in touch with for a while, Erica from Choctaw Casinos and Resorts.
Yep.
Can't wait to talk to her about juggling what she does and the kind of the rise of Choctaw and what that's been like, juggling all that, and see if we can't get... We need a mom game night out at Choctaw.
I know, so we're working on it.
Okay, working on it. Okay, so thank you so much for being with us. Keep us tuned in on social media. Post those pictures with our sponsor stuff.
Please.
We so, so appreciate it.
Use those coupon codes.
Yes, all the things. All the things. All right, we'll see you next week.
Mom game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.